The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. And a very good morning to you and welcome to Moyle's Extra.
Yay!
Please welcome your host, me, Chris Moyles, without the silly voice. Yay! Hi, everybody. Yay! Right, so thank you for choosing to listen again. If you've come specially to hear what is about to happen, I hope you're not thoroughly disappointed. Right, there is a backup plan.
You will be disappointed.
Just in case. If you've been listening to the show normally, then obviously, thanks. And this is only for people listening to Radio 1 online. And this is not obviously going out on the radio for real, just out of your computer. So, I get into it this morning. Alid is wearing dark glasses. The reason he's wearing dark glasses, he tells me, is because he accidentally whacked himself in the eye with a rubber band, an elastic band. He then changed the story to say, well, it wasn't an elastic band. We then find out he was in his own bed, naked, on his own, with a rubber glove. That's all he's told us.
There was no rubber glove.
He has said that there was no condoms involved, which is just as well. Alan is now going to reveal the truth, weirdo, about what happened yesterday afternoon as well.
Yes.
What happened yesterday afternoon at Alan's home with a rubber glove? In bed, naked.
So disappointed with me.
The backup plan for this is, if the story isn't good enough for everyone to tune in to listen again, I will tell a story about you.
That's not fair.
Okay, here we go.
It's just, this is the true story. I'm not making it up. Because I sleep in the afternoon, getting up at 4 a.m., it's very difficult to do that in the afternoon. So I wear some iPads, which is the things that I nicked from an airline on the way back. And me being me, I was in bed and someone was phoning and all the phones went off in the house and I started to panic and I thought I'd gone blind, so because it was all black and I knew it wasn't nighttime and I couldn't see anything. Then I realised it was the iPads, so I just tried to rip them off, and as I pulled them off, the elastic snapped and snapped me back in the eye, and I screamed like a girl for about 2 hours. And that's the story.
That is absolutely rubbish, isn't it?
It's disappointing.
I feel let down.
Very disappointing.
It's the truth. I don't want to make it up. I don't want to lie to you. It is embarrassing enough because, you know, Alid wears iPads when he goes to sleep, and I didn't really want to talk about that on the show.
Alid, you built it up so much.
I didn't, actually.
You did.
All I did was say, I don't want to talk about it on the show. It's quite embarrassing. You guys and the help of the general public went down this sexual fantasy thing that it was not true.
So you were naked bar a pair of iPads.
I was in bed, apart from some iPads.
But isn't it embarrassing that you... It's more embarrassing that your story was rubbish than you wearing iPads, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm sorry. That was the truth. I didn't
lie. So I need to tell a story about you.
No, I don't
you.
Think so.
Yes, I do.
No.
And the story that I'm going to choose, everybody, is a story from when we were all in Portugal last summer.
Chris.
What?
I told the truth.
Right.
You should be rewarded for always telling the truth, no matter how disappointing or dull it is.
And you are going to be rewarded. I'm going to tell everybody a story about you in Portugal.
That's not fair.
This is the real you.
That's not fair.
This is not radio, Alid.
Chris,
this is real, Alid.
Is it legal? Question that.
I don't know what the laws are in that country regarding this particular activity. So, anyway, here's the story. Now, Alan doesn't remember telling me this, do you?
I don't know what the story is.
Okay. Well, Alid decided to go off.
Do you know what, actually?
Yes?
I'd like to say that, you know, thank you for listening.
Right.
And, you know, you wanted the story. I've told the story.
Right.
I don't think we need to go down this path.
Right. As I said, we're all in Portugal, okay? And now we had a lot of downtime, didn't we, Dave?
Yeah.
And occasionally you, me and Chappers would go to the little bar.
Yep.
And have a little cup of sandwich and literally two, three beers. Or
we'd play football around the pool, wouldn't we?
You guys are driving to Madrid or whatever like that. So,
Alan, or Lisbon, even.
Yeah, what did I say?
Madrid, that'd be a bit of a drive. For an afternoon.
That's when you had that bank holiday weekend off. Alan decided to do something completely different, didn't you, Alan?
I did.
Yeah, you did. What was that?
I decided to have a day out on my own.
That's right. And where did he go?
The beach.
Yeah. And was it nice?
It was lovely. It's very sunny.
What kind of beach was it?
It was a hot beach.
Yeah, hot beach. So hot, in fact, that what?
That hot that I put lots of sun cream on.
All people lying on the beach were naked.
They were.
You went to a nudist beach, did you, Alan?
Yes. It was.
And you were late coming back.
Some people decided to take their clothes off. Uh-huh. I decided to keep my pants on.
Yeah.
And I had my trunks, and I thought I looked quite good in them, so I kept them on.
Alan went to a nudist beach in Portugal.
Look, do you see photos? I took some photos.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm fine. But it's not That story, by the way, is nowhere near as good as the other story.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a nice day.
How long do we have left before
before
the jingle plays?
About a minute, I think.
Okay, a minute. All right, then, brilliant. Okay, so, Alan, there's a minute left of the Moyles Extra.
Yeah.
And do we have time to get your story in?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. How much is it worth for me to not tell the story on the air?
What's your price?
Do you know what story it is?
I have a story in mind, which it could be, might not be. I don't know.
Right. It's a story that you told me.
Let's talk about Rachel. Let's talk about how much fun Rachel had in Portugal.
It's a story you told me about where you went one day when you went missing. And you told us when you were in the car.
I didn't go missing.
And you told us the place that you visited.
No, the beach. That was a great story, that one.
And it wasn't the place you visited recommended to you by one of the ladies from the beach, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go, Alan?
I went to a nice... The Chris Moyle Show.
You've been listening to Moyles Extra. It stars Alan Jones and Comedy Dave and a very quiet Kerry, who is here. Hello.
Hello.
And Dominic Byrne and Scott and Fergus, who just walked in, and Will.
Hello.
And Jocelyn. And thank you for listening to the show today and this week. Enjoy your life and don't forget to come back to Radio 1 again soon. Bye bye. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.